Welcome to the podcast, Organized Mayhem. We're coming to you from 110 South 11th Street, which is the home of Mariah and the Rap Shack. And we are here to talk to you about all things Philadelphia restaurant business and everything in between. I'm Tammy, here with my brother Scott, and my friend John Lupa. There you go. Okay, yes. All right. Welcome to another episode of Organized Mayhem. I am Cammy here with my friends Scott Hockfield and John Lupa. Boys, Where are we?
We are at Mariah, 110 South 11th Street, next to the Rap Shack, 112 South 11th Street.
And you might notice that I am not at home. I'm in the dungeon. I have been banished. I am actually on site today. And it just works out better if we're, even though we're in the same building, that I am banished. I am downstairs and I am ready to go. So it's been, I think, 2 weeks since we had our last podcast. I came in this morning from a very rainy and wet day outside to you two boys fighting about I'm not really sure what. Some of it was about Lupa's grumpy mood or maybe Scott's grumpy mood. The other was harassing Scott, who needs a haircut very badly.
I'm getting a haircut tomorrow.
Okay. We were in an argument.
I don't argue with you about my hair.
I don't know if it was an argument about the hair, but you guys were talking about Lupa and Mondays, but it is Tuesday. Yes. Today is actually a Tuesday.
That's why my smile is lighter.
Yeah, so Lupa hates Mondays, and now we're here on a Tuesday, and you guys, we were discussing iced coffee, regular coffee, and whatever you guys were discussing, and I said, hey, hold on, guys.
I got a new topic.
What's the topic?
Well, I mentioned it for what we were going to talk about, but we were going to talk about the lights on the table.
Okay, yes.
And Lupa, love him. He doesn't love these lights, but he sabotaged one of them. He just broke one.
He just broke one down here, too.
No, that's this one. That's this one. So he's actually trying to make my life hard.
I tried to blame you to begin, Cammy, and I was like, I can't do that.
So,
you definitely can't blame me. I had nothing to do with the light. However, I am somebody who is a lighting person, right? So when I am going to a restaurant, I do like the lighting of Mariah because I think it's sexy lighting. So for me, it's dark enough where even it's hard to read the menu because now you can use your phone as a flashlight to use the menu. But I do like good lighting. Lupa, why do you hate those lights? Because I think it gives a nice glow.
To be honest, just in my opinion, they get dirty on top. They're always worried about charging them. I'm back into liking candles. I think the natural glow is better than the LED fake look.
Just wait until one of those candles, the wax gets on the couches. I'm going to have you clean it.
I'd love to.
It's going to happen. It happened last time. Yeah. So originally, that's what we did.
We got very anti-candles. Now I'm back to liking candles.
Yeah. I like candles at the bar.
It is nice.
Well, what about those little battery operated little tea light candles?
They look so cheap.
So cheap. Yeah,
they do.
They look very cheap.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Well, I mean, let there be light. Guys, what you guys were arguing about is scheduling, which seems to be one of the hardest things about a restaurant, right? Is people calling out sick, having people on the schedule. And I guess if people don't show up, that you guys have to do jobs that you're not really wanting to do, like Lupa bartending, which is a possibility for tomorrow night. Is that correct?
No, not tomorrow, but it can always happen.
It can happen.
You gotta love when a server wants to give away her Monday or Tuesday. Hey, can I get a Saturday night instead? So obviously Saturday nights are the best night. So gotta love when you get those requests. And
I think scheduling in any kind of industry outside of the 9 to 5 is tough because I mean people's schedules change and there's a constantly evolving schedule. And you know, like we have so many kids in school, their schedule changes every 3 months. Mm-hmm. It was like a fight to fit them in.
And I guess everybody wants the coveted spot, which is a Saturday night?
Friday, Saturday night.
Everyone wants the coveted spot. But, you know, on the busy nights, on certain busy nights or holiday weekend, they want no part of it. So.
Watch work?
No, they're going home to see family.
Family or, St. Patty's Day. I don't want to work it. I'd rather go drink. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I'll give Lupa props. I don't think we talked about this. We do every St. Patty's Day, we do an Irish car bomb
race.
And he beat me by 0.012 seconds.
All right. Well, first of all, speak English. I don't even know what that means.
So you want to explain what an Irish car bomb is?
You take half a glass of Guinness, and you take a shot filled with Jameson and Bailey's and drop it in. I wish we could patch in the video. I'm sure we could.
We could.
Yeah.
We will patch in the video.
We will patch in the video. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then
you drop the shot in the beer and chug.
Yeah.
Just, you know, that's my worst nightmare. Like my worst nightmare. First of all, A, I would be too drunk. And B, ew, there's no way that tastes good.
I don't think it tastes bad at all.
Yeah. I don't mean to yuck your yum, but bleh. And wait, so how was St. Patty's Day for you guys?
Saturday was good.
Just tiring, short-staffed.
I'm mad at the city of Philadelphia. Doing the parade the week before St. Patty's Day. Why?
They always do that.
I know, but why? Enough.
You have such problems with Philadelphia.
It fell on a Sunday.
He's just a hater.
I'm not a hater. We could have been busy for 2 days. Instead, they want to put the parade on the week before. It makes zero sense.
He hates everything about Philly now that
I don't mind the Phillies these days.
Yeah.
They're looking good.
They are looking good. They're
1-4.
Yeah. Well, it's early in the season. It's a slog.
I like your style.
Yeah.
It's a slog. It's a very, very early in the season. And then what about March Madness? What's going on with March Madness and the bars?
NC State.
Yeah. Which barely made the tournament, is in the Final Four, which is like a big deal.
Do you know why I play basketball? Like the big guy on NC State. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, the big fat guy.
The big fat guy, yeah. That's who he modeled his game after me.
Oh, he modeled old videos of you. He's been looking up.
You've been watching, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, gentlemen, before we're going to have a short podcast today. Today was just a little catch up. And then, you know, we're going to talk about our next podcast soon because we have an interesting guest, a wonderful guest coming up. But I just want to wrap things up and say, like, what else has been going on? Anything else that you guys want to catch up on?
We do have big news.
We do have big news. At Maria, starting this Friday, we are going to be opening up for lunch Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday every week.
10 a.m.
10:30 to 4.
Now, what made you guys decide to do that? Was there a lot of
talking about it for a while, and then in the wintertime, though, it just there was no need for it. But now it's going to be nice out. Hopefully,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it hasn't stopped raining for 2 weeks, but it's going to be nice out. We're just trying to step it up a little bit, and we have a good menu with good sandwiches.
Yep.
And so we're pretty excited about it.
My take is we looked at the brunch menu and we were kind of trying to do that on Fridays and it didn't really take off. So now we took all the best items from the brunch menu, added some new creative items, and it's all...
Yeah, it's more sandwiches.
It's going to be a good lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm somebody who likes breakfast all day. Woo! That looks nice.
Yes.
But if you could see...
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yep.
So I like when I... And really almost any time of day, I'm an omelet person. Are there omelets on that menu?
That sucks for you.
Come back on Saturday. Yeah,
come back on Saturday.
Okay, so then
we tried that and we didn't sell any. So we're going the other avenue of really.
What about a salad? Could I get a nice salad on that menu?
No, Michelle, you can get salads. Yeah, we actually have a new salad.
I can actually read it. It's a Valencia orange salad. It uses like orange supremes, which are the best slice of the orange, you know, without the white part or anything. Really nice slice. And that's tossed in a house-made balsamic.
Yeah,
and it's really, really good. It's like,
oh, that's my kind of salad.
Yeah, to me it just seems like fresh. Like, I just like the ingredients. Everything's like cucumber, carrot shreds, stuff like that. So, really good. I really enjoy that salad. We did it for restaurant week, actually, and had such a good response that
of course, you know, Cam, we definitely have that big pretzel on.
Big pretzel.
Oh yeah, how's the big pretzel working out?
It's working out well at Maria. We're selling a fair amount. And at Rap Shack, it's still, you know, the problem with the Rap Shack is that
people know their stuff.
They know what they,
right.
We've been in business for 20 years.
Right.
So people don't look at the menu.
Yeah.
So to get them to buy something new has been interesting. And actually,
remember last time we talked about the pretzel? Like, I would want like a cinnamon sugar dip.
Well, we did add a dip.
We did.
Yeah.
Dijon mustard.
Not
I like Dijon. Sugar, right? Dijon.
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, we'll listen to our customers. And if cinnamon sugar dip, okay.
And can I be honest, we're a restaurant. If you said, "Can I get some cinnamon sugar?" We could probably
muster something out.
Yeah,
I can figure something out.
Yeah,
I mean, like that Annie Ann's. I do like that Annie Ann's like cinnamon sugar on my pretzel.
That is the sweetest crap ever.
It is a sweet crap, but I love that sweet crap.
No, it is. It's tasty. Yeah,
it is definitely tasty.
I have a complaint about Annie Ann's. Okay. I went to the airport, I'm sorry, for this trip to Chicago. And it was really early in the morning. And the only place I was open was Auntie Anne's in Philadelphia Airport. So I got like a, whatever the pretzel is, pretzel bites. I had a stomach ache the entire trip to Chicago. And that's the only thing I can think I ate. And it was suspicious when the guy handed it to me. He's like, really? You want those?
When in doubt, you're in the bathroom anyway. So
it's true. Yeah. True.
Well, first of all, it's pure junk, right? No offense to Auntie Anne's. If you're a sponsor, I still love your junk. But like, it's still, you know, it's buttery, it's salty, it's sweet. And like, you know, when you're getting the bag and it's like dripping in oil, that it's not good for you, right? But like, I do love that stuff. I think it's delicious. But I probably would get a stomach ache as well.
Yes.
So I just came back from flying myself. Both flights were delayed. One flight was like 6 hours. The other was four. So I spent a lot of time in the airport, in the Philadelphia airport. You know, it's hard to find like a good sit down restaurant.
Right.
You
know? Yeah. And chicken and Pete's, I don't want chicken. I don't know.
I didn't want chicken and Pete's either. Listen, there's nothing wrong with chicken and Pete's, but like, you know.
I hate to say this, but you know what I'm going to say. I like the little Chinese restaurants where in the
they have those two entrees and rice for $10.95.
Yeah.
Of course you do. It's amazing with all the technology and like you can sign, you know, you can get log on from your phone and like log on to a flight. That I got to the airport and the airport, when I checked in, it said 15 minutes late. When I got up to the gate, 5.5 hours late.
So I have a question, Candy. Is there anything inside you that goes, I'm turning around, I'm going to go find a restaurant outside the airport?
I did. I left. I waited about an hour and then I was like, I'm not doing this.
I can't do it. Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I had to leave. I was like, you know, at first I tried to have a really good attitude about it. And I was like, look, I'll just work. I'll like sit at a table and I'll just work.
Right.
And then like, I went over to like somebody like, you know, I know everyone complains about people who work at the airport, but I actually found like some nice ladies who were working. And, you know, I just said, if you were me, what would you do? They said, if you're already delayed 5.5 hours, leave. Because, like, you should leave.
Yeah,
I don't really complain about people in the airport who work in the airport. Who complains about people?
You see all that stuff online.
You have a problem with somebody that works everywhere else, but
yeah, I mean, like, people with attitudes, and you know, like, or not like people. It's just everybody at the airport. People are stressed out, and they, you know, short fuses, and they have to get places. And the truth of the matter is that like I was traveling by myself. It's no big deal. But if I was like back in the day when I had my kids and you have them on such a tight schedule and you have just enough food and clothing and blah, 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 5.5 hours, your kids are going to become one of those screaming babies on the plane and it's going to be your worst nightmare. So there wasn't much for me to complain about, but I definitely feel bad for anybody. And even like, you know, somebody, it can be really tough. So I ended up leaving and going back the next day. But
how early do you get to the airport?
So I am annoyingly early.
Okay. How about you?
I do whatever the
show is. Yeah. Okay.
But you've flown by yourself. I think you play it close.
I like to play it very close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My kids hate that I take the airport so early. 8 o'clock
yeah. Flight. Yeah. I play it very close.
Yeah.
I want to be as stressed as possible.
I mean, I'm such a rule follower. So when they tell me like, you should be, you know, 2 hours ahead of your flight, I'm like, that's the rule. I've got to go stick to it. So the annoying thing that I think for to be a woman or anybody actually. So my suitcase, like I was going away for a week and a half. My suitcase just physically is heavy. And then the weight limit on the suitcase is 50 pounds. So you just throw in a couple, like I packed really light actually. And it was like 64 pounds. So then I'm like in the middle of the airport, like taking everything out of my bag, shoving it into my carry-on because it's an extra $100. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Right. It's very, you know, I actually think that I flew American and I really like American. I've flown Frontier before where you feel like you're interfering with someone's day. Like it's like you're like bothering them. Yep. This at least was, and even with Frontier, there was my flight was cheap, but then I was like between the fees for like extra bag and then this, and then that it ended up to be the same price of like a normal airline anyway. And by the time you get to your gate, you do have a short fuse because it's so irritating.
Right. Yep.
So, I mean, I didn't bump into anybody losing their temper or anything like that. So it was everyone was really nice, but it's hard to fly.
You know how I'm all over the place. I'm sick of this conversation with this whole thing. So I decided while you were talking about all this stuff, ready for this one?
Go.
For brunch, no more omelets.
Okay.
However, what we're going to do is for the month of April, you buy one mimosa flight or a Bloody Mary flight, you get the second one half off. all April, and you have to mention that you have our podcast and you download it, and we'll give you half off.
So my story bored you so much that you went to drinking, like excessive drinking.
I like your story, but
airport conversations just don't do it for me.
Okay.
Everybody has an airport
but,
story.
You know, but also what I was thinking about, and I know we wanted to talk about this too. It's not possible that I actually picked up the same guy 20 times.
Oh, yeah. Tell me what happened.
He comes here. Then he goes to the rap check. Then he comes back here. I actually walk him to other bars. And then he keeps coming back. And then he tells me he's never been here before.
I love it.
It's been unreal. I got to get his name. And I actually would put him on the podcast. Because this guy
is
so fucked up, I think, that it's ridiculous.
Well, I would love to meet your fucked up friend.
Yeah. He's definitely not my friend.
He's seen somebody 40 times.
He is nuts. Like, the other day, he's like, I've never been here before. I was like, I just kicked you out 5 minutes ago. And I kicked you out 3 times the other night. So literally every night. Every night.
But he seems to like your place is his favorite place to get kicked out of. So come join Mariah the Rap Check, your best place to be kicked out of on a Saturday night.
Well, he gets kicked out of everywhere. So
yeah, I think there's some people that just do the loop. So there's three bars
kicked
right
out of everywhere.
They keep going around.
Do you guys, like all of the business owners, end up like trying to palm them off into another place?
Sometimes you go, hey, Milk Boy, watch out for this guy. You know,
you do. Okay.
I have no comment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have no comment what I do. But I, with that, even though I did send them, we're about 3 blocks from the Marriott. So it was on the fourth time I kicked him out. He wanted to know where to go. I sent him all the way down to Market Street, which is like 3 blocks away, 3 big blocks away, and then to the Marriott. And he's like, "Can you walk with me there?" I'm like, "No."
He wanted you to escort him.
Yeah. I think he needs a friend.
He needs a friend. Everybody needs a friend.
The last time I kicked him out, he came with a friend.
Well, he has a friend. Well, don't give him a free flight of mimosas.
That's right.
It might be fun.
Yeah.
He's the type of guy we'd go out drinking with. He's bombed. He looked like he was having a great time.
Listen, God bless him. Yeah, all right. I think this is a good place to wrap it up from the Rap Shack and Mariah. And it was good to be back. And if you are that guy who keeps coming to Mariah and getting kicked out of Mariah, please lose our address. But all of the rest of you, our address is.
I really think you're listening to our podcast.
Yeah, boys. So for those of them who do know, you do want them to have your address, where are we again? One last time for the road.
112 and 110 South 11th Street. And on, what is it, April 5th is when we're starting brunch. Lunch. We're starting lunch Friday, April 5th. So please
don't ask for an omelet.
Don't ask for an omelet. You can ask for an omelet. If enough people ask for an omelet, we'll put it on there.
Everybody, please ask for an omelet because I like omelets.
No. I'm done with omelets.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the salad sounds really good. And I like the way Lupa describes the orange as the best part of the orange. So beautiful. Thanks, guys. Welcome back. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today for Organized Mayhem Podcast. Check us out on YouTube, X, our website, rapshackpa.com, and wayastory.com for updates. Once again, welcome to the Mayhem.